The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
The weekend is here. Good morning. I'm Paul Sadek. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Saturday, April 20th, 2024, Saturday of the third week of Easter. In the Missal, it's liturgical year B, cycle 2. Saturday is a day to pray the joyful mysteries of the Rosary. Our saint today is Saint Agnes of Montepulciano. She was born in 1268, and at the age of 9, she entered the monastery of Montepulciano. 4 years later, she was commissioned by Pope Nicholas IV to assist in the foundation of a new convent in Procena. At 15, she became the head of the nuns there. In about the year 1300, the people of Montepulciano built a new convent to try to lure Agnes back to them. She established a convent under the Dominican rule and governed there until her death in 1317. Agnes was noted for her visions. She is still revered in Tuscany. Saint Agnes of Montepulciano, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. God, you know the desires of our hearts for authentic peace, justice, and love. I offer you my prayers, thoughts, words, actions, joys, and sufferings today, together with Jesus, who continues to offer himself to us in the Eucharist, who continues to reveal himself to us in the poor, the oppressed, the marginalized, the unborn, the most vulnerable in our world. May your Holy Spirit be my guide and strength today, so that I may be a witness to your love, your justice, and your peace, and to the sanctity of each human life. Together with Mary, our mother, sister, and friend, she who carried the Savior in her womb, with all the communion of saints, and with all of us who offer ourselves to you for the good of others today, we pray, Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying that the dignity and immense value of women be recognized in every culture, and for the end of discrimination that they experience in different parts of the world. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the Gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask you for pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. This week we followed chapter 6 of Saint John. It began with the miracle of the multiplication of loaves and fish, up to verse 15. And when people got excited with you, Jesus, you disappeared and crossed to the other side of the lake, walking on the water. The crowd followed you and found you in Capernaum. And there you gave your famous sermon, The Bread of Life, about the Eucharist. First, Jesus, you reproached them. You seek me because you ate the loaves and had your fill. As if saying, you don't seek me, you seek yourselves and to fill up your bellies for free. And you invite them to seek the bread which the Father sends from heaven and which gives life. They say to you, Lord, give us this bread always. And you tell them plainly, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. Then the Jews began to grumble, and you, Jesus, insisted. We read in verse 48, I am the bread of life. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, so that if anyone eats it, he will not die. And in case there was any doubt, you repeat, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever, and the bread that I shall give is my flesh for the life of the world. Now people were still grumbling. but you do not amend your words. There's no doubt. In the original Greek version, you use the word phago, to eat. Again, the Jews protested, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? As if giving you, Jesus, another chance to amend your words. And you say, truly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Oh dear, if eating your flesh had already raised their eyebrows, now drinking your blood has raised the blood pressure. But you don't just leave it there, Jesus. No. You make it more graphic, to clear any doubts. You say to them, he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. The thing now is that you don't use the verb phago, to eat. Now you use the Greek verb drogon, which is not just eating. It is chewing and swallowing, you know. And yet several members of the audience must have fainted. But you go on, Jesus, in the next verse. My flesh is true food and my blood is true drink. He who eats, chews and swallows my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. He who eats me shall live because of me. He who eats of this bread shall live forever. Oh, well. By now I can imagine, Jesus, some people running away in terror. We read the final complaint of the crowd. This is a difficult teaching. Who can accept it? As if to say, that's it. We've given you several chances to explain yourself better, and you insist on making it even harder. Either you take back what you have said, or we are leaving. And here comes John 6:66. John 6:66. It says, from this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. John 6:66. Many, not just a few, and disciples, not just certain people. This is the key. At this point, I can imagine the apostles looking at you, Jesus, surprised that you don't try to bring your disciples back. But it is a fact. The gospel doesn't say that you run after them saying, hey guys, wait a minute. Don't be like this. Come on. It is a metaphor. Listen to me. You see, what I meant is, nah, nothing. Even worse. We read the following verse. Then Jesus said to the 12, do you also want to go away? Well, that's it. No compromise is possible. If I'm to be left alone, I'm left alone. But the truth is the truth, and we cannot change it. Nor even to attract more disciples. I read a quote from St. John Paul II that says, we must defend the truth at all costs, even if we end up being only 12 again. You see, our mission is not to fill up the churches at all costs. Success is to become saints, to love God above all things. But hey, you know, let's see, if we play pop music, maybe more people will come to Mass. Yeah, maybe. But what for? Why? And also if we make Mass shorter and offer coffee and cookies. I mean, the truth can be made attractive, but you can't make it a lie. In some places, they may have some motivational music and speeches. You may feel better after hearing nice things or at concerts and coffee and cookies. In our Mass on Sundays, we give Holy Communion with a host that tastes like nothing. And regarding singing, well, in some places we just try. And yet, every year we welcome thousands of converts in Easter, including clergy from other denominations. And the reasons, they are always the same. The Catholic Church is standing almost alone in defense of marriage, or life, or sexuality as God intended it, or the Eucharist. That's the way it is. The truth is not always popular, but it is true. The truth is true, even if nobody believes it. And a lie is a lie, even if everybody believes it. I don't know. Imagine if, on Good Friday, some holy women, realizing that there were very few of them on Calvary, they said, "Well, let's see, what can we do to get more disciples here? We are very few. Look, as it is cold and windy, we will put up a gazebo and a stove, and we will bring some chairs and offer them a cup of coffee and cookies. Otherwise, no one will come." Well, listen, maybe they shouldn't come. Because I can't imagine a group of your disciples, Jesus, sitting in the shade, on canvas chairs in front of the cross, watching you being skinned alive, your hands and feet pierced with nails, blood dripping all over your body. And there, listening to your gasps, while one of them asks for sugar for his coffee, or to turn up the music because your rails are a little bit unpleasant. Yes, we can offer coffee and lollipops. And if we have a concert instead of Mass, maybe even more people come. Yes, we can bring more people to the church, but are we bringing them to the truth? You see, we can play down the truth to make it more popular, but we don't make it more truthful. You, Jesus, didn't compromise the truth to attract more people. A church is successful not if it is packed with people, but if it is packed with love for God, for the Eucharist, for the cross, for the tabernacle. The saints who have attracted souls to God did not offer lollipops. They may have offered rosaries and crucifixes, but especially they offered the truth with a lot of love, but with a lot of firmness. My Immaculate Mother, may your children never be deceived, never compromise with the truth. Success is not measured in figures or audiences, but in love. May your children know how to defend the truth, lovingly, but firmly. I give you thanks, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask you for help to put them into effect. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my Guardian Angel, intercede for me.
If you want more, you've got it. There's a lot more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. A nice laid-back version of that familiar old hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God Almighty, that comes to us from Reawaken Hymns. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Saturday, April 20th, 2024. I'm Paul Sadek, and we begin this day of prayer now as we join with the whole church, led by our friends at DivineOffice.org, in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him, singing for joy.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us, we belong to him. People, the sheep of his flock.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Go within his gates giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Indeed, how good is the Lord, eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Ave Maria, gratia plena. Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen.
Let us praise the Lord for his mercy and for the wonderful things he has done for men. Alleluia.
Let us praise the Lord for his mercy and for the wonderful things he has done for men. Alleluia.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever.
Let them say this, the Lord's redeemed, whom he redeemed from the hand of the foe and gathered from far off lands, from east and west, north and south.
Some wandered in the desert, in the wilderness, finding no way to a city they could dwell in. Hungry they were and thirsty. Their soul was fainting within them.
Then they cried to the Lord in their need, and he rescued them from their distress, and he led them along the right way to reach a city they could dwell in.
Let them thank the Lord for his love, for the wonders he does for men. For he satisfies the thirsty soul. He fills the hungry with good things.
Some lay in darkness and in gloom, prisoners in misery and chains, having defied the words of God and spurned the counsels of the Most High. He crushed their spirit with toil. They stumbled. There was no one to help.
Then they cried to the Lord in their need, and he rescued them from their distress. He led them forth from darkness and gloom and broke their chains to pieces.
Let them thank the Lord for his goodness, for the wonders he does for men, for he bursts the gates of bronze and shatters the iron bars.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us praise the Lord for his mercy, and for the wonderful things he has done for men. Alleluia.
Men have seen the works of God, the marvels he has done. Alleluia.
Men have seen the works of God, the marvels he has done. Alleluia.
Some were sick on account of their sins and afflicted on account of their guilt. They had a loathing for every food. They came close to the gates of death.
Then they cried to the Lord in their need, and he rescued them from their distress. He sent forth his word to heal them and saved their life from the grave.
Let them thank the Lord for his love, for the wonders he does for men. Let them offer a sacrifice of thanks and tell of his deeds with rejoicing.
Some sail to the sea in ships to trade on the mighty waters. These men have seen the Lord's deeds, the wonders he does in the deep.
For he spoke, he summoned the gale, raising up the waves of the sea. Tossed up to heaven, then into the deep, their soul melted away in their distress.
They staggered, reeled like drunken men, for all their skill was gone. Then they cried to the Lord in their need, and he rescued them from their distress.
He stilled the storm to a whisper. All the waves of the sea were hushed. They rejoiced because of the calm, and he led them to the haven they desired.
Let them thank the Lord for his love, the wonders he does for men. Let them exalt him in the gathering of the people and praise him in the meeting of the elders.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and it will be forever. Amen.
Men have seen the works of God, the marvels he has done. Alleluia.
Those who love the Lord will see and rejoice. They will understand his loving kindness. Alleluia.
Those who love the Lord will see and rejoice. They will understand his loving kindness. Alleluia.
He changes streams into a desert, springs of water into thirsty ground, fruitful land into a salty waste, for the wickedness of those who live there.
But he changes desert into streams, thirsty ground into springs of water. There he settles the hungry, and they build a city to dwell in.
They sow fields and plant their vines. These yield crops for the harvest. He blesses them. They grow in numbers. He does not let their herds decrease.
He pours contempt upon princes, makes them wander in trackless wastes. They diminish, are reduced to nothing by oppression, evil, and sorrow.
but he raises the needy from distress, makes families numerous as a flock. The upright see it and rejoice, but all who do wrong are silenced.
Whoever is wise, let him heed these things and consider the love of the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. You fill the hungry with good things, Lord God, and break the sinner's chains. Hear your people who call to you in their need and lead your church from the shadows of death. Gather us from sunrise to sunset, that we may grow together in faith and love and give lasting thanks for your kindness.
Those who love the Lord will see and rejoice. They will understand his loving kindness. Alleluia.
God has given us a new birth into a living hope. Alleluia.
By raising Jesus Christ from the dead. Alleluia.
From the Book of Revelation. I, John, watched, and someone gave me a measuring rod and said, "Come and take the measurements of God's temple and altar, and count those who worship there. Exclude the outer court of the temple, however. Do not measure it, for it has been handed over to the Gentiles, who will crush the holy city for 42 months. I will commission my 2 witnesses to prophesy for those 1,260 days, dressed in sackcloth. These are the 2 olive trees and the 2 lampstands which stand in the presence of the Lord of the earth. If anyone tries to harm them, fire will come out of the mouths of these witnesses to devour their enemies. Anyone attempting to harm them will surely be slain in this way. These witnesses have power to close up the sky so that no rain will fall during the time of their mission. They also have power to turn water into blood and to afflict the earth at will with any kind of plague. When they have finished giving their testimony, the wild beast that comes up from the abyss will wage war against them and conquer and kill them. Their corpses will lie in the streets of the great city, which has the symbolic name Sodom, or Egypt, where also their Lord was crucified. Men from every people and race, language and nation stare at their corpses for 3.5 days, but refuse to bury them. The earth's inhabitants gloat over them, and in their merriment exchange gifts, because these 2 prophets harassed everyone on earth. But after the 3.5 days, the breath of life which comes from God returned to them. When they stood on their feet, sheer terror gripped those who saw them. The 2 prophets heard a loud voice from heaven say to them, "Come up here." So they went up to heaven in a cloud as their enemies looked on. At that moment there was a violent earthquake, and 1/10 of the city fell in ruins. 7,000 persons were killed during the earthquake. The rest were so terrified that they worshipped the God of heaven. The second woe is past, but beware. The 3rd is coming very soon. Then the 7th angel blew his trumpet. Loud voices in heaven cried out, "The kingdom of the world now belongs to our Lord and his anointed one, and he shall reign forever and ever." The 24 elders who were enthroned in God's presence fell down to worship God and said, "We praise you, the Lord God Almighty, who is and who was. You have assumed your great power. You have begun your reign. The nations have raged in anger, but then came your day of wrath and the moment to judge the dead. The time to reward your servants, the prophets, and the holy ones who revere you, the great and the small alike. The time to destroy those who lay the earth waste." Then God's temple in heaven opened, and in the temple could be seen the Ark of his covenant. There were flashes of lightning and peals of thunder, an earthquake, and a violent hailstorm.
The kingdom of this world belongs to our Lord and his Christ,
and he shall reign forever and ever. Alleluia.
His kingdom will be an everlasting kingdom, and all the kings of the earth will serve and obey him.
And he shall reign forever and ever. Alleluia.
From a commentary on the Gospel of John by St. Cyril of Alexandria, Bishop. I am dying for all men, says the Lord. I am dying to give them life through myself and to redeem the whole human race through my humanity. In my death, death itself will die, and man's fallen nature will rise again with me. I wanted to be like my brothers in every respect, so I became a man like you, a descendant of Abraham. Understanding this well, St. Paul says, as the children of a family share the same flesh and blood, he too shared our human nature so that by his death he could destroy the power of the devil, the prince of death. Death itself and the prince of death could be destroyed only by Christ, who is above all, giving himself up as a ransom for all. And so, speaking as a spotless victim offering himself for us to God the Father, Christ says in one of the Psalms, you desired no sacrifices or offerings, but you have prepared a body for me. You took no pleasure in holocausts or sin offerings. Then I said, behold, I am coming. He was crucified for all, desiring his one death for all to give all of us life in him. It was impossible for him to be conquered by death, nor could he, who by his very nature is life, be subject to corruption. Yet we know that Christ offered his flesh for the life of the world from his own prayer. Holy Father, protect them, and from his words, for their sake I consecrate myself. By saying that he consecrates himself, he means that he offers himself to God as a spotless and sweet-smelling sacrifice. According to the law, anything offered upon the altar was consecrated and considered holy. So Christ gave his own body for the life of all and makes it the channel through which life flows once more into us. How he does this, I will explain to the best of my ability. When the life-giving Word of God dwelt in human flesh, he changed it into that good thing which is distinctively his, namely life. And by being wholly united to the flesh in a way beyond our comprehension, he gave it the life-giving power which he has by his very nature. Therefore, the body of Christ gives life to those who receive it. Its presence in mortal men expels death and drives away corruption because it contains within itself, in his entirety, the Word who totally abolishes corruption. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep.
And I lay down my life for them. Alleluia.
I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly.
And I lay down my life for them. Alleluia.
Let us pray. O God, who in the font of baptism have made new those who believe in you, keep safe those reborn in Christ, that defeating every onslaught of error, they may faithfully preserve the grace of your blessing. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit,
God, forever and ever. Amen.
It's Saturday of the third week of Easter, April 20th, 2024. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, is kind of a postscript to the Bread of Life discourse, which we've been hearing the last few days. Jesus has just told the crowd that the bread that he will give for the life of the world is his flesh. We pick up the story there from the sixth chapter of the Gospel of John.
Many of his disciples, when they heard it, said,
"This is a hard saying. Who can listen to it?"
But Jesus, knowing in himself that his disciples murmured at it, said to them,
"Do you take offense at this? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is of no avail. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But there are some of you that do not believe."
For Jesus knew from the first who those were that did not believe, and who it was that would betray him.
"This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by the Father."
After this, many of his disciples drew back and no longer went about with him. Jesus said to the 12,
"Do you also wish to go away?"
Simon Peter answered him,
"Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God."
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app.
I've seen the stars fall from the sky.
legendary rock and blues guitarist Eric Clapton with today's Saturday tribute to our Blessed Mother. That's called Holy Mother. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app, and we join the whole church in prayer now as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
God, whose almighty word chaos and darkness heard, and took their flight, hear us, we humbly pray, and where the gospel day sheds not its glorious ray, let there be light. Savior, who came to give those who in darkness lived healing and sight, help those who seek to find, heal those whose hearts are blind, and in each humble mind let there be light. Spirit of truth and love, life-giving holy dove, speed forth your flight, move on the water's face, bearing the lamp of grace, and in earth's darkest place let there be light. Holy and blessed three, glorious Trinity, wisdom, love, might, boundless as ocean's tide, rolling in fullest pride through the earth far and wide, let there be light.
The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. Alleluia. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. Alleluia.
I call with all my heart, Lord, hear me. I will keep your commands. I call upon you. Save me, and I will do your will.
I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes watch through the night to ponder your promise.
In your love, hear my voice, O Lord. Give me life by your decrees. Those who harm me unjustly draw near. They are far from your law.
But you, O Lord, are close. Your commands are truth. Long have I known that your will is established forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Save us by the power of your hand, Father, for our enemies have ignored your words. May the fire of your word consume our sins and its brightness illumine our hearts.
The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. Alleluia. Lord, you have built your temple and altar on your holy mountain. Alleluia.
Lord, you have built your temple and altar on your holy mountain. Alleluia.
God of my fathers, Lord of mercy, you who have made all things by your word, and in your wisdom have established man to rule the creatures produced by you, to govern the world in holiness and justice, and to render judgment in integrity of heart.
Give me wisdom, the attendant at your throne, and reject me not from among your children, for I am your servant, the son of your handmaid, a man weak and short-lived and lacking in comprehension of judgment and of laws.
Indeed, though one be perfect among the sons of men, if wisdom who comes from you be not with him, he shall be held in no esteem.
Now with you is wisdom, who knows your works and was present when you made the world, who understands what is pleasing in your eyes and what is conformable with your commands.
Send her forth from your holy heavens and from your glorious throne. Dispatch her that she may be with me and work with me, that I may know what is your pleasure.
For she knows and understands all things, and will guide me discreetly in my affairs, and safeguard me by her glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you have built your temple and altar on your holy mountain. Alleluia. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Alleluia.
I am the way, the truth, and the life. Alleluia.
O praise the Lord, all you nations. Acclaim him, all you peoples.
Strong is his love for us. He is faithful forever.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. God our Father, may all nations and peoples praise you. May Jesus, who is called faithful and true, and who lives with you eternally, possess our hearts forever.
I am the way, the truth, and the life. Alleluia.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. None of us lives as his own master, and none of us dies as his own master. While we live, we are responsible to the Lord, and when we die in his, as his servants. Both in life and death, we are the Lord's. That is why Christ died and came to life again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
He hung upon the cross for us.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
Simon Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we believe, and we are convinced that you are the Christ, the Son of God. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord
to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Simon Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we believe, and we are convinced that you are the Christ, the Son of God. Alleluia. Let us pray. Christ is the bread of life. He will raise up on the last day all who share the table of his word and his body. In our joy, let us pray.
Lord, give us peace and joy.
Son of God, you were raised from the dead to lead us into life.
Bless and sanctify all the children of your Father.
Lord, give us peace and joy. You give peace and joy to all who believe in you.
Grant that we may walk as children of the light, rejoicing in your victory.
Lord, give us peace and joy. Build up the faith of your pilgrim church on earth,
that it may bear witness to your resurrection before the whole world.
Lord, give us peace and joy. You suffered and so entered into the glory of the Father.
Change the tears of the sorrowful into joy.
Lord, give us peace and joy.
Let us make our prayers and praise complete by offering the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who in the font of baptism have made new those who believe in you, keep safe those reborn in Christ, that, defeating every onslaught of error, they may faithfully preserve the grace of your blessing. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
The Lord told us to pray without ceasing, and that might sound a little bit ambitious, but there is a way to do it, and that is to practice the presence of God. Have God on your mind and in your heart all of the time. If you need some help, may I suggest a little book called The Practice of the Presence of God by Brother Lawrence of the Resurrection. It's in the public domain. You'll find it online. The Saturday edition of Morning Air is coming right up. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. Go out and make this a great day and a great weekend, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.